In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the first sentence of President Bush's forthcoming memoir. But first, let me tell you, the support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Details are at gatesfoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. DJ Littman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer. Produced by Emily Ekton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the first sentence of President Bush's memoir? PJ O'Rourke.
It were a dark and stormy night.
Kerry O'Connor.
Dick Cheney awoke one morning from uneasy dreams to find he had turned into a giant cockroach, and we said, go with that look.
And Tom Baudette.
I've seen the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, wolfy, dick, rummy, best posse a president could have.
Well, if President Bush writes any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Kerry O'Connor, PJ O'Rourke, and Tom Baudette. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.